I just realised that's how something I can't show. If we had cats, we could swing them in there now, because they used to be so small, and I used to say, well, if it was good enough for Stan and Ollie, it's good enough for me. I'm going to play a Woody Guthrie song for you. Some hard traveling, I thought you know. I've been doing some hard traveling, way down the road. I've been doing some hard traveling, hard running, hard gambling. I've been doing some hard traveling, Lord. I've been doing some hard on mining, I thought you know. I've been leaning on a pressure drill, way down the road. And a hammer flying and the air hose sucking 6 feet of mud. Sure been running and I've been doing some hard traveling, Lord. I've been running in fast gravels, I thought you know. I've been driving in flat wheels way down the road. I've been running in blind passages, dead ends, keeping up the sentences, and I've been doing some hard traveling, Lord. I've been doing some hard harvesting, I thought you know. North Dakota and Kansas City, we're way down the road. Well, it's low that wheat and stack that hay, I've been trying to make about a dollar a day. I've been doing some hard traveling, Lord. And I used to go into Boots and buy a little range of eye lure numbers.
was in there. He always used to say any particular shade and all that. I always found pearlized pink seemed to work quite well. But before that, the funky, folky method was taught to me by John Rendon, which consisted of laying Rizla cigarette papers on one at a time with clear nail varnish until you build up this shell. And I actually did a whole tour, and it stayed on until the very last gig and pinged off into the night. But now you can get these things that are kind of welded on somehow, and if they break, they will actually take the whole of your old nail out with it. There's a scream in the middle of this. But I'm very grateful to a very nice girl in Devon who's held my hand. And you know, it's a small perk when you get this. This is a tune which I hope goes some way along the lines of the great Arthur Blake's guitar style. It was a guitar player that you know by now. I mean, I've been talking about him all my professional life. I'm still mystified by some of the things he managed to do with just six strings and 29 fingers. But I decided I would write a little dedication to him in song, and so this is it. This is called Arthur Blake. Down in sunny Florida, where the oranges grow, are the mangoes born as a long ago. He moved to a northern town, that's where the blind man settled down, and he tried to make a home in Chicago. Winter came with the ice and the rain and the wind and snow, and it flows like Michigan, but love is hard and not get cold. Cause when he played that steel that key, it was just like a shot of light in the sea, blowing right in from the sunny orange grove. Arthur Blake played rags and songs as well as the blues. One man playing a guitar, but it sounded just like two. There's no doubt he was the king, making the talents he could make it sing like this. Round about 1929, the first red was broken. People hit low and lonesome, till it chilled your very soul. But when he went and called the old dog, it was just like getting the money from home. Doubles like the wind
thank you.
articulate now. I wonder if this is a sign of old age group. I used to be able to do it one hand. And as you get in there, I'm still worried about my nails. I played this song yesterday, or somewhere down the road there, about a couple of days ago, and a chap waited to talk to me about this particular song, because he was about the same age as me, and the album on which this song first appeared was a Bob Dylan album that came out in 1963, and we were both affected, not just by the music, but by the picture on the front of the cover, which was of young Bob strolling down West 34th Street with a very pretty girl on his arm. She was almost inside his coat. And her name was Susie Rotolo, and we all fell in love with her really just from the picture. I mean, I was about 17 and she was a little older, of course. And I was working on a song with her, and sadly she's passed away this year, which is incredibly shocking to me because she's forever young in this photograph. And this song, which Bob wrote, we all naturally presume was written for her. But it seems it was written about a girl that he met before Susie. And just about every girl that Bob ever met, spoke to, looked at, or did anything has claimed that it's about her. Which just shows how great the song is. Now, I've told this story before, so you'll have to forgive me if you've heard it before. There may be somebody who hasn't heard it, because this is a true story now. I learned this song when I was about, I don't know, 17 or 18. And around about that time, my girlfriend left me. And you know how it is when, you know, with that, the first big love thing. Well, yes, of course it was. And she moved to America. And I was distraught. And my mate Henry said, "Why don't you record that song that you play, the Bob Dylan song?" So I did, along with a couple of other tunes, and I sent it to her, and she came home. And then we split up forever. sometimes I wonder if she remembers me at all. It is the time that I've often prayed in the darkness of my lonely night, or in the brightness of my day. So if you're ever traveling in the north country fair, where the wind blows heavy on the borderline, remember me to God lives there. She once was a true love of mine. Someone's asked for this song. I haven't played this on this tour, so it's nice to just see if I can reach it.
Oh, yeah.
This is from Mick and Nancy, and it's a song that first appeared on an album called Bridge of Sighs, actually. And I wrote this. What happened was, I did this concert at the Barbican in London with some friends. And afterwards, I was signing records and stuff, and I hope to do that later on as well, if you'd like. And a young woman was hanging back, and finally, when everybody had almost sort of peeled off her car, she came over and she said, "Hello, Ralph, you won't remember me. You don't remember me, do you? And if ever a short phrase could strike fear into the heart." And I looked at her long and I said, "I'm sorry, no, I don't remember you." And she said, "That's okay. You haven't seen me for 28 years. She looked about 27, so I was again puzzled. She said, "We used to live upstairs to you when you were a little boy, and apparently you used to push me in the pram. My name's Josephine Connerton." And I thought, well, we only knew the people upstairs as Connaughton because we didn't know how to pronounce the Irish name properly. Anyway, she was the daughter of the man who lived upstairs. And I was so stupid, I didn't ask, where she lived. And I was so overwhelmed, a bit overwhelmed, blasted all that. Anyway, I went home, and the next morning, a little bit worse for wear, actually, because we had a bit of a celebration. I sat up and wrote this song. Now, I don't normally do that. Songs take me a long time. This one came quite quickly as one memory unlocked another one, so I had to do this to make it rhyme, and ended up with a song. Years go by, lots of years, Josephine Connerton has disappeared from the planet. And then, on the last tour, I met her again. I'm going to play the song first, let me tell you. Mr. Carter, my manner is long, though the years have flown, and though the years have gone, was your wife's name Marjorie or Mary? Were you from Cork or Tipperary? Oh, Mr. Carter, when we lived underneath, you said it was a lucky man had a gap between his teeth. And for a while, well, I had a gap too, but it closed when my big teeth came through. There was nothing that I could do. as the corner turned, you seemed to laugh such a lot, and that would make a smile to as often as not. Did you have a friend who was a soldier? Well, I'm gonna join the army when I'm older. I know you paid a fiver for some old motorbike, and they said it wouldn't run, but I thought that it might. I was feeling asleep when it sputtered into life, and I clenched my face and smiled a secret smile of delight. Or was your first name Kevin or Mike? Remember when you built us a soul boxcars with the wheels off a pram and a plank out in the yard? And you give us a bit of string and we steal it with our feet. Oh boy, was the best one on the street. And you say, Jesus, that's the best one on the street. I remember when your little girl was born, and you brought her downstairs to show her song, and we were allowed to kiss her, and I wished she was my sister. Mr. Carter, you moved away with your wife and your baby, but we stayed till finally we got rehoused too. I never will forget you. Mr. Carter, my memory's long, all the years have flown, and all the years are gone. Was your wife's name Marjorie or Mary? And were you from Cork or Tipperary? When I was a kid, all the dads in the street were sort of like surrogate dads, because they would be busy and they wouldn't mind kids hanging around and watching what they did and so on. And I grew up without a dad, and Mr. Connerton was a very kind man, and this song hopefully reflected that. Well, when I met Josephine again, she became a doctor. And she told me, I said to her, I just got one question. Did you ever hear the song? She said, oh yeah, we heard the song. I said, how did you find it? I'm so pleased that she found the song. Did your dad ever hear it? She said, yes, he did. So that was nice. And all his friends in Ireland and relatives in Ireland know the song too. And they played it at his funeral mass as well. So. This is a song about happy days of childhood where my Uncle Reg fulfilled that role. He was a shed man and very interested in making things. Slowly, he made a clothes horse once. It took him 2 years in his shed. And we all admired it, and we all awed at it when it finally emerged. And we would creep in the shed sometimes, my brother and I, which was a temple of masculinity, and admire how this busy man managed to take an interest in ladies' netball as well as everything else. Amazing twitch. So my brother and I were staying with them in the summer holidays, and this is a song reflecting the speed of summers when you're small. Thank you. turned to the warden then, I saw a pike that was 2 feet long. Two small magicians, each with a gem jar, cast spells on the warden with hazel tree wand. And the country boys catch tadpoles diving to water. Made shy by their laughter, we wandered downstream. And the summer rolled over us with no complications, except thinking of mama sometimes in dreams. We'd stand by the drawbridge, waiting for barges, and waiting around for smiles from the man. And we were lifting the bridge whilst watching the horses dragging the slow boats up the canal. Times but no number, after the day but before evening comes. And we were waiting for castles and kettles with roses painted on barges that sailed into the sun. Goes to the river run, that was my brandy gun. Open the locks and let the boats sail on, taking their castles and their kettles with roses, with summers of childhood heathen smile. For this song, which is great because I was going to play it anyway. It's a song from 1971 and it's now probably written in 1970 actually, and I used to tell a story about it that it wasn't true. I don't know, I felt the need to explain where the songs come from. I can't really say, I think that mine come from, if I find something a bit poetic then I try to expand it left and right and so on, put a tune to it, and that's how I go about it. But I'm not one of these people that wakes up in the morning with a tune and a song in my head, except for Mr. Connaughton, which was very strange. It's never happened before or since. most of it is just hard coloring and working it out. And I did write one, and it's been a bit of a warning to me, because I won't tell you which one it is, but it does appear on the Alphabet Zoo album, which is, it is an uncanny resemblance to Gasoline Alley by Rod Stewart, but it was for one of the little creatures. But so far, Rod hasn't noticed it, and most people like it. You may have to go back to the original mix after this day, but I'll let you know. So this song was inspired by a picture, a Victorian sort of etching of a Native American Indian chief on his horse looking up at the sky. And I'd heard somewhere, I had very short education, but it's my fault, I just didn't pay attention. And I was sort of out and about by the time I was 16. And I remember this line, the noble savage from somewhere. And I thought, is that, the idea, is that a patronizing thing to say, or is it respectful? I'm not quite sure. Anyway, this song is offered with respect. This is for Karen.
I would ask you now
Expressing his views on life. His name was Bernstein in the film. Some of you may have seen the film, and it's apparently rated as one of the greatest films of all time, written, directed, and starring a young Orson Welles, aged 25, amazingly. Anyway, the character in the film is called Bernstein. He's giving his views on life, and this particular line he quoted, I never really got past it, and so I've turned into a song. A friend in Ireland who used to have a glass like this on stage, and one day I just picked it up and had a swig out of it. It had 8 Irish double vodkas in a pint glass. Just a dash of soda water. And no veg, is what he used to say, no lemon. Is that a fair nice fruit? This is called The Girl on the Jersey Ferry. Of course, it's the Jersey in America. Get one thing straight, when it comes to the heart, you can't legislate. Funny the things the fellow will remember sometime. Like the scene in the movie Citizen Kane, one short moment with me remains. Funny the things the fellow will remember sometime. When Bernstein says, now you take me, stuck in my mind one memory. I was crossing over to Jersey on the ferry. As we pulled out of the ferry came in, the second between them was all it could have been. And on it was a girl, she was waiting to get off. And the white dress is what she had on. 1 second later, she was gone, and she never saw me at all. She carried a white parasol. That was in 1896. And I've had a month, hasn't gone much since that I have. Fleeting glance. lips, chances missed, destiny or fate's cruel twist. She doesn't even know that I exist. How about that? Time is the teeth, and the years the toll. Dimension she carried, a white parasol. Thing is, people often say, you know, do you ever get tired of doing it? And I have to say, I feel very fortunate that it was this song and perhaps not one of others, because, you know, I get right back into it every time we do it. And I sometimes ask people to sing along, and that makes it different. And once I did get the verses around the wrong way, that made it different. But it doesn't matter, you can do them in almost any way. In fact, for years it was just three verses, this song. And what happens, I gave it to this pal of mine who was a semi-pro singer when I was still, you know, just starting out. And I sang it to him and gave it my best shot, and he went, oh no, it's too sad, mate, can't do that. Oh, okay, so for 3 years it lay dormant, and then one day with a guy called Derek Brimstone, a lovely London singer, and I wrote it, the three verses out on the back, you know, like sort of dramatically on the back of a napkin in a pub somewhere. And I wrote the chords out, and he started singing. He said to me after about a month, he said, Ralph, you've got to start doing that song. So I didn't think it was right with three verses, so I wrote the fourth verse and put it on my second album. Although it was ready for the first album, in fact, broke up on the second set. My life might have been different, but that's the way it goes. The fairy goes out, one comes in, there she is, there she's gone. That's the way life is. Up and down this. So maybe this is a theatre that has resounded with communal singing. I remember seeing it on the telly. So why not? See if you want to sing. Have you seen his eyes, you see no pride, and how loosely at his side, yesterday's paper, telling yesterday's news. So how can you tell me you're lonely? Can't you say for you that the sun don't shine? Take you by the hand and lead you through the streets of London. I'll show you something to make you change your mind. Have Have you seen the old girl who walks the streets of London? Dirt in her hair and her clothes in rags. She's no time for talking, she just keeps right on walking, carrying her home into carrying her bags. So how can you tell me you're lonely, and you say for you that the sun don't shine? Let me take you by the hand and lead you through the streets of London. I'll show you something to make you change your mind. In the all-night cafe, at a quarter past 11, same old man sitting there on his own, looking at the world over the rim of his teacup. In each tea lasts an hour, and he wanders home. How can you tell me that you're lonely, and you say for you that there's a sunshine? Let me take you by the hand and lead you through the streets of London. I'll show you something to make you change. Have you seen the old man outside the seaman's mission? Memory fading with a metal ribbons that he wears. And in our winter city, the rain cries a little pity for one more forgotten hero and a world that doesn't care. So how can you tell me that you're lonely, and you say for you that the sun don't shine? Let me take you by the hand and lead you through the streets of London. I'll show you something to make you change your mind.
Some of the characters in that song are actually from Croydon. The first one, anyway, is from Surrey Street Market, which is in Croydon, which was a riot of colour when I was a kid. And I used to see this old boy chuffing through the stuff and papers and so on after the market closed, and that's where that came from. Anyway, I have been absorbed by London, like Croydon almost has been, and I live in London most of the time now. And I love it very much. And what was I going to say? Yes, this is a song which is on the new album. And I wrote this in sort of defense of, I found this tune, to be honest, and it needed some words. And I've written two sets of words. One is this one, and one I'm hoping to record with the Dublin as a completely different set of words. But I like the tune, and it's great fun to play on the guitar if you get it right. And if you get it wrong, just breeze on and do another song after it. It's called The London Apprentice, and the idea is that, you know, when people say, "Oh, I don't like London," I think what they really mean is it's too big to get to know, and you have to know that Londoners don't know it either. They know we which bus to catch to go to work, they know which tube line to go on and stuff. But they don't know who lives at the other end of the tube and that. And so we're all sort of villages connected by the tube, really. Now, I said tube then. Now, that's a Croydon thing. Londoners can't say newspaper, they say. They can't say newspaper. They say newspaper and tube. And the Duke of Edinburgh. They say it's sort of Leicester. So I have worked on my diction. People still don't understand what I'm talking about. Now this is the London Apprentice, and it says we're all Londoners, really, because we're all in awe of the city. I am the London Apprentice. Kids, there was nothing. I was just Burt Whedon with his blind rock. It said, play in a day. What a film that was. I didn't buy into that. I learned from listening to old blind black blues men, most of them dead as well. So I couldn't sort of pick, so you know, and I think there is a clear British guitar style. And but one, I saw some of the old guys in a concert, and that was fantastic, but you couldn't really see what they were doing. So you just went home and thought they were just magicians, as of course they were, magicians and musicians, and they just did the most incredible thing. I'm talking about the acoustic guitar, but I was fortunate enough to meet one of the last of the great ragtime blues guitar players. His name was Reverend Gary Davis. And his commitment to his music and to his beliefs, which I don't necessarily share, were still very inspirational. And in 1971, when I met him, I sat next to him, and I have a series of photographs that look like we were the best of pals. I don't think he knew I was sitting next to him, because he wasn't able to see. But I actually sort of, I was quite overwhelmed to be in his company. So finally I said, Reverend Davis, can I borrow your guitar? Can I try your guitar? He said, sure. I picked it up. And I played him one of his songs that I'd learnt. Unfortunately, you failed to recognize it. You know, somebody. Anyway, I wrote him this song because I've called it Blind Faith as a subtitle, because it's a little story about him preaching on the streets of Harlem, on the west, it's 137th Street in Harlem, very dangerous area, and he was frequently robbed by other poor people who, you know, needed money or. And he got his guitar nicked as well several times, but he didn't give up. He was that sort of bloke. He just carried on doing it, and he played a Gibson J200, which is about something that looks a bit like that big guitar. And he was robbed so many times that the police actually gave him permission to carry a gun. Now, this is a blind man. Harlem was dangerous before. As far as we know, no one was actually killed, but he did wave it about a few times, because I had to witness his reaction. So I called this song Reverend Thunder, the idea that, you know, that's, you know, the messages that you would have got. You have to, it's like learning a guitar without seeing how somebody's doing it, you know. I wonder what the pictures were in his mind. This is called Reverend Thunder or Blind Faith, and I'll tell you this story. Street, things were looking up. Somebody put a $10 bill to his old aluminum cup. In his fingers squeezed the guitar strings and the Gibson J200. And the lightning flashed and the rain come down and the heavens roared with thunder. Standing on the corner, Gibson sang so sweet. Oh God, no, I will shout and sing his praise. God, he is one just to perform in most peculiar ways. Oh God, no, I will shout and sing his praise. Slipped into his cup. He took that $10 bill from the coins, cause blind man's eyes were gone. To heaven and the hand of God on earth, thy will be done. Now the Lord help them who helps themselves, so the Reverend he carried a gun. And I ain't afraid to use that thing, for the Lord. Vacation.
station anywhere in his home. Steal my money, take my guitar, but compared to Jesus, pain, how can I miss what I never had? Sang the blind man in the rain. Oh God, I won't shout and sing. That night as he sat counting his chips with his Bible and his gun, a hard-up thief got his relief when a $10 deal was done. And the reverend tuned the guitar strings out of him, St. James of Wonder. He did not see the lightning flash, but he heard the heavens thunder. Oh God, I will shout and sing his praise. God knows his most peculiar. Hey, God knows. I will shout and sing his praise. God knows his most peculiar. He's great God. Takes a glass of tequila to raise up my spirits. Now get down and drink and laugh two at a time. Till I swear that I feel like a poor drowning sailor. Salt on my lips and my tongue. Taste of wine. Tequila sunset, do you want a sunrise? Let's pour the light back into each other's eyes. Maybe tomorrow, if the leaves can roll, we can take a road down south and get some memories of gold. Any sad stories, but glances in mirrors, joy in direct lines. I bought her a drink and we made an agreement. Don't you tell me your sad story, and I won't tell you mine. Old tequila sunset, do you want a sunrise? Let's put the light back in each other's eyes. Maybe tomorrow, if the winds grow, we can take a road down south. We can take a road down south and get to Mexico. Whatever we say, it is just a loose talking,
skinny dogs and piled out of Mexico. There's kids with no shoes, dusty streets full of dreams. And for the dance floor, and maybe they'll play some tune. Oh, tequila sunset, Tijuana sunrise, turquoise and silver stars hung in the skies. Maybe tomorrow, if the winds blow, maybe take a look outside, maybe take a look outside, maybe take a look outside. It's a lazy cool. Emily, I wonder if you still are. I just hope you are. I hope you enjoyed it. You're with your mum and your grandma. And she's asked me to sing a song which I'm delighted to play. I'll tell you all about it. It's a true story, that's the first thing. And it was told to me when I was in Norway, which is where my wife comes from. The story was told to me by a lady. And as she was telling me, you know, I mentioned earlier about, you know, looking for that little bit of poetry in something to turn it into a song. Well, it was here in this story, and as it was unfolded, and I knew it was going to become a song almost before she finished it. So it's called Easter Liz, and that's because the literal translation is of Påsk Lilja, which is Norwegian for Easter Lily. It refers to a daffodil. We have another flower that's called an Easter Lily. But I guess it's, you know, they have snow for a long time in Norway, and the daffodil must be one of the first flowers that you can really clearly identify, perhaps after the snow. And it's sort of Easter, which is the new beginnings and stuff like that. So that's all wrapped up in this true story. There's one word in it, which is Schweigertsgasse, which is the name of one of the gates, just like you have here in Leeds. And that's the only word I need to translate. For a long time she stood at the flower shop window, the daffodil's dearest at this time. Inside she emptied her purse on the counter. I want to buy all of the daffodils here. By her eyes it was plain to see she'd been crying as she tucked back a strand of loose hair from her face. I want to spend all of my money on flowers, and I need every daffodil here in this place. Clutching her hardest corn sheaf of flowers, she clambered on board the late Russia tram, and by her Schweigertsgasse, a small pool of water had formed on the floor as it run from her hands. It just seemed to add to the lost look about her as the grey granite city went rumbling past. She sat like a small child testing for butter, her face lit in yellow from the flowers tightly clasped. Once in her apartment, she laid down the blues and divided them up into glasses and jars, till daffodils filled every space of the room. Then she lit every candle she found in the house. She bathed and she dressed and corked open champagne, which made the pigeons fly from her windowsill. And closing the curtains on birds in the rain, she stood among flickering daffodils. Surrounded and centered, she pondered her feelings. Sulfur and cushion of feathers she lay, holding on to the pillow as she flowed to the sea. And just like the cigarette smoke drift away, she wondered just where the wind might and no candlelight warm, she suddenly shivered, and the yellow flowers shimmered with brightness and hope. His name was Robert Johnson, and he died at the age of 23, but not before he recorded 26 of the most classic songs of that genre ever. And I borrowed a line from one of his songs to begin this. Down the lonely crossroads where the gypsies burn the chime, cigarettes love smoke from a pack of lucky strike. Small juice in the stillness down at the highway side, and the ghost of Robert Johnson waits for the Greyhound bus to ride. When you hear those bus tires thump, glimpse those distant headlights pale, the heartbeat you hear drumming is from the hellhound on his trail. You better keep on moving, there is no place to hide. The ghost of Robert Johnson waits for the Greyhound bus to ride. Shadows in your mind that words could not express, the shiver in your heart when it's full of emptiness, like a bottle that's been drained, smashed and cast aside. Old ghost Robert Johnson waits for the Greyhound bus to ride. In the twisting restless dark, when you're wishing time away, look, you cannot have possession over Judgment Day.
betrayed my love in vain, like some untutored bride. Waits for the greyhound bus to ride. Where everything's in pieces and it's smashed out on the ground, he took the bottle by the neck and tuned the guitar down. And he hits those open strings that one long weeping blind. The ghost you Johnson waits for the Graham bus to ride. Just your restless dog and your wishing time of day. No, you cannot have possession over judgment day. Betrayed by love and pain, like some altar. Waits for the Greyhound bus to ride. Down the lonely crossroad, smoke drifts anticipating. We jam and wait, the wind might blow. Eternity lies waiting. It's where reality and imagination collide. Since then, it's good. But there's a price to be paid for such a great adventure, and one of them is that, you know, friends hop off the bus before it's got to where it's supposed to be going. And just recently, we lost one of my oldest friends in the business, Bert Jench. I had the great privilege of playing on Bert's records occasionally. He played on a couple of mine. We've done concerts together. We've toured together in America, Spain, Denmark. And I miss him terribly already. It's crazy. But he left behind all this beautiful music, and some of which I have to catch up on, and, which I'm looking forward to doing. And we carry on. And we make music. And it just so happened that I'd written this song called A Kiss in the Rain, and it's an attempt to mythologize the idea of handing on a song, a traditional song. In this case, it's a song that was sung by a very fine traditional singer called Annie Briggs. Annie and Bert were very close at one time, and she taught him this song. And Bert then turned the song on its head with the most incredibly beautiful guitar arrangement, as he would always do. And his love of traditional music shaped the way he wrote his own songs. And it attempts to sort of suggest, you know, the permanence of great music and the passing nature of young love or whatever that could fade like a kiss in a rain, where something strong will last forever. Like music, like Bert's music. So this is called A Kiss in the Rain. I'm going to close with this, and it's not a sad song. Thank you.
You've been wonderful to play to tonight. It's great to be back here in this beautiful place. And thanks for singing on the hit. And I'll see you outside or down the stairs there. If anybody, wherever it is, I don't know. Maybe it's upstairs. Sometimes it's upstairs. That wonderful bar, I don't know. But I'll come and sign any records or whatever. Hopefully they'll be mine. In my mind I see Annie and Bert wandering free over the hills and inside of the sea. No man between them, just music, their guide, and the moon on dark water like a rolling bride. And I see them at night singing songs in some bar, walking back under heaven, lit by the stars. Our sleepers have wrapped in the comfort of songs to wake in the morning in each other's arms. One day they wrote up written on wings of seabirds as they glide, swooping down to the sea, mock turn of the tide. And he sang him the song she called Black Water Side. Exchange for a kiss and the rain, to return her sweet favor if she would decide to teach him the song she called Black Water Side. So she sang it again and he took his guitar and he sat by the rocks and he worked a long hour till it fitted the tune she agreed to provide to the words of the song she called Black Water Sound. And when it was finished and fashioned and true, becoming the bond of this oneness of two, for the words and the music you cannot divide, both parts of the song they call Black Water Side. Except for deception, which there was none. No promise broken, no tears to be dried. Annie and Bert song, Black Water Side. She asked him to play it to her again, for fear it might fade like a kiss in the rain. But the notes from his guitar did ripple and glide, and they sparkled like moonlight on that water side. Thank you. and it's downstairs the where I'm
down the road,
the water tastes like wine, somewhere down.